The following program is brought to you by Heritage Ministries, with the prayer that you may realize our American system, in its original form, was birthed by God, and that you may know that God personally, and accept the responsibility He's given you to restore that system. In 1492, Columbus sailed the ocean blue. Thus, children in America learned the little rhyme which firmly fixed in our minds who was responsible for the American continents being discovered. The last two generations haven't learned that because some, in what is called higher education circles, didn't want us to know who Columbus was. Many in those circles came to be ashamed of Columbus' God because they were convicted by the mentioning of the name of Jesus. Since Columbus was a devout man and often mentioned God and his son, Jesus Christ, they tried to remove him from history. Now that war against his name has reached new heights. In September, a statue of Columbus in Binghamton, New York, had the word murderer painted on it. In New York City, Columbus' statue in Central Park was vandalized. The New York City mayor's answer to that was to appoint a commission to consider which historical monuments should be removed. I remember Rich DeVos, Betsy DeVos' father-in-law, saying in the 1970s that we live in a unique day, in that the critic gets more recognition than the one performing the deed being criticized. He nailed it. Until you know and accept the fact that those who hate God and the Bible have declared war on our biblically based American system, you cannot possibly know why all this is happening, much less know how to fix it. At its root, it is a war between the forces of God and the forces of Satan over whether or not the gospel will get to the next generation. Columbus was a man who sought the face of God. He stated the very reason for coming on his journey here was, quote, "It was the Lord who put into my mind, I could feel His hand upon me," he said, "that it would be possible to sail from here to the Indies. All who heard of my project rejected it with laughter." But there's no question that the inspiration was from the Holy Spirit, because He comforted me with rays of marvelous inspiration from the Holy Scriptures, end quote. But those who want to change America to atheism and socialism simply quote from those who were Columbus critics, especially Francisco de Bobadilla, who was Columbus' chief rival for the governorship of the islands Columbus had discovered. They skillfully weave Bobadilla's statements into the Columbus story and conveniently leave out the facts from more reliable historical sources like the priest, Las Casas, in his book, History of the Indies. So what should be our response to all this? Well, first, admit there's a war for the liberty of this nation and the free flow of the gospel of Christ to the next generation. Secondly, admit you're a soldier in God's army and start acting like it. Spend time alone with God, hearing His heart for yourself, and then for the people imprisoned by Satan in this war. Next, ask God to lead you to sources where you can learn America's true history. You can't defend what you don't know. Our ignorance is destroying our children. The Bible warns us, "My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge." Will you accept the battle you're in and begin to educate yourself on God's view of liberty and this land He birthed to help get it to the world? First, start reading the Bible through. Then materials on our website, heritageministriesky.com, can help you do that, especially the book, Why God Birthed America. Remember, you and I will determine whether our children hear the truth and know internal and external liberty. Think about it, because if you don't, someone else will do your thinking for you and for your children, and you won't like what that brings to you. I'm Don Pinson. This has been Think About It. This program has been brought to you by Heritage Ministries. You can learn more about Heritage Ministries by visiting heritageministriesky.com. Our prayer is that you will accept your responsibility for restoring our original American system.